Behind me here are smallmouth bass.
You can't tell from looking at these smallmouth bass swimming in vats at the National Fish Health Research Laboratory that something's very wrong.
The male smallmouth bass actually have reproductive components of both male and female fish.
Research biologist Luke Iwanowitz says U.S. Geological Survey researchers believe these fish are born normal.
And that the intersex is actually induced early on, shortly after they hatch from the eggs.
The first intersex fish were found near where the Potomac and Shenandoah rivers meet at Harper's Ferry, and USGS researchers say the problem has been growing.
We've already confirmed that intersex is pretty widespread across the watershed in the Chesapeake Bay. What we've been trying to focus on, we would really like to find the compounds that are responsible and where they're coming from.
In the past, there was a lot of concern about prescription drugs being flushed down the toilet, but researchers now believe that's not what's causing these intersex fish.
What we found in the past few years is the presence of certain chemicals and hormones that are typically associated with agricultural activities are associated with the severity of intersex in the smallmouth bass.
Luke Iwanowitz says researchers still need to hone in on how these endocrine-disrupting chemicals are being spread through agriculture.
The likely sources, manures that are possibly being spread on fields. Also, livestock sort of have free access to some of the small tributaries.
You can often see cows standing in streams in our area, but it's not only farms with livestock on researchers' radar.
We certainly don't grow as much corn around here as they do out in the Midwest. Atrazine, which is commonly used with the growth of corn, is showing up in a lot of our water samples and is correlating with intersex.
And in addition to the intersex problem, researchers are also finding a higher than expected incidence of fish lesions and fish kills in these smallmouth bass.
And there very likely could be an association between the estrogens in the water, other contaminants, and the disease in the fish.
In Kearneysville, West Virginia, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.